The reviews of the Apple Watch are in, so let's review the reviews. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
The Apple Watch feels like an important new paradigm for how we use technology.
It's a little unfocused. It's like it has half of every possible feature.
The reviews are all over the place. At The Verge, reviewer Nilay Patel thought it was great you could pay for your coffee with your wrist.
You just double tap the side button and wave the watch over the payment terminal. That was actually pretty cool.
But it's constant tapping on your wrist whenever you get a message?
So I'm getting all kinds of notifications I don't want.
Is there somewhere that you need to be right now?
This is another text from my wife. So now I'm not paying attention to Sonia, but I'm more aware of how many people that I'm ignoring than ever before.
He clearly found it annoying. But over at Yahoo, reviewer David Pogue seemed to like the tap function as an adorable form of intimate communication.
We could have a little private Morse code like, this party's lame. Now, she felt this tapping on her watch wherever she is in the world right now.
That's pretty cool.
So what's the bottom line? Useful tool or frustrating distraction? Let's go to Jeffrey Fowler of the Wall Street Journal. Jeffrey?
I found that I spend 4.3 hours a day looking at my phone. The Apple Watch puts your phone in its proper place, your pocket. Wearing one has made me more present. I'm less likely to obsess over my phone or leave it on the table during supper.
Actually made him more present. Although I have to say, if your default position is 4.3 hours a day staring at your screen, that is not a very high bar. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.